This program has been described by AudioVision. For information on over 400 video and audio titles, call toll-free 1-866-966-7667 or visit our accessible website, www.audiovisioncanada.com. The contents of this program are protected by copyright and may not be duplicated or used for any commercial purpose without the express written consent of the copyright holders.
Lounging astride a motorcycle, a policeman listens to his radio. A car pulls alongside. A passenger points past the policeman. He looks, dons his helmet, and drives off. Shoot it black, shoot it blue, with narrative description by AudioVision Canada. The cop drives through a park. Starring Michael Moriarty, Linda Scruggs. He eases his way through a crowd of young people. Eric Laniville, Paul Sorvino, Earl Hindman. The cop stops beside a pond where teenage girls cavort in a fountain. Produced by Molly McGreevy, Herald Productions, Jean-Claude Kaufman, Dennis McGuire. Ignoring the girls' pleas to join them, he surveys the crowd. With a smile and a wave, he turns away. And mounts his motorcycle. Associate producers George DeCenzo, Dick Carruthers. He eases his way back through the crowd. Supervising editor Bob Brady. Screenplay by Dennis McGuire from the novel Shoot It by Paul Tyler. On a street, the cop signals a car to pull over. Directed by Dennis McGuire. Leaving his cycle, he approaches the car.
I see your license.
As the driver hands over the license, some money falls to the road. The policeman picks it up.
This yours?
Then pockets it. Another car pulls in behind him as he hands back the license.
Take her off.
A man approaches from the car behind him.
Internal affairs. And what's your name?
Rucker. Herbert G.
Later, on a pistol range, Rucker loads a revolver.
It's six rounds, loaded and holstered.
He aims at a target.
Commence fire.
A policeman walks behind the firing line and stops behind Rucker. As Rucker pauses to reload, the policeman taps him on the back. He hands Rucker a letter.
Clear and ground your weapons.
After reading the letter,
make the line safe.
Rucker folds it.
Is the line safe?
Then hands over his badge.
Suspended. Shit. $20 and they get 2 weeks. A dumb break. Dropping the 20. Boy, how dumb can you get? Taking a payoff on the street like a dumb rookie.
He leaves the range. Sometime later, in civilian clothes, he jogs on a path. He pauses for breath, then walks on. Entering a parquet, he nears an old lady on a bench.
Officer Crocker, how are you going to shoot anybody without a gun, huh?
Well, I haven't shot anybody yet, and I probably never have to.
Where's your badge? Where's your gun?
Leaving the parquet, he strolls down a street. Arriving at a pool hall, he goes in. Inside, a game is in progress.
Hey, Herbie!
Hi, Pop. How are you?
Game?
A young man tries to distract his tough-looking competitor, who makes his shot anyway. The young man pokes his cue into an electric fan.
If you ever do that again when I'm shooting, I'll cut your fucking heart out.
Placing his cue on the table, the winner moves aside.
He's the luckiest goddamn son of a bitch in this pool room. You know, one day your luck's gonna change. You know, I just wanna be around here. Get my money back when it does.
Speaking of money, I didn't get mine yet.
Hey, look, Sam. I only got $5. Still on it. Take a look.
Not five, four.
You owe me $35, buddy.
Hey, look. I'll tell you what. I'll toss you for it. Double or nothing. You call it. $70 or nothing. Call it.
Heads.
Man says heads. Think it might be tails, Sal? I mean, think it might be tails instead? I'll take heads if you want, Sal. Are you sure you want heads, Sal? You're so goddamn blind, you probably don't even see what it is. Hey, Herbie. You want to make a little side bet? Oh, come on, Herbie. Just because you're a cop don't mean you can't gamble. How about it? Come on, it'll be $5. Okay?
Flip the coin, buddy.
Buddy tosses the coin.
Tails! I see you. Hey, better luck next time, Sal.
Rucker places a rack on the table.
Sort of coin, it was heads.
Why didn't you do anything about it? Hey, Sal, how about some nine ball? It's fine with the eight.
You're on, Herbie. But I break.
Throw me the cue.
Later, as the game continues, Rucker calmly sinks a ball. He makes another shot. But then he misses. He muses to himself.
Buddy's got to be crazy to try shit like that with Sal. Sal killed a man for less. Kicked him to death. You don't mess with a guy like Sal. The only reason Sal didn't hand it to Buddy is because Buddy doesn't count. He's a human zero.
At the end of the game, Rucker pays Sal.
If you're short, kid, you can pay me another time.
No, Sal, that's okay.
When you go back to work?
Start tomorrow.
Well, if I can help you with anything, let me know.
Thanks, Sal. Nice shooting.
Next day, Rucker walks through a park. Nearby, two young women dig in a flower bed.
Hey, girls!
He approaches.
Well, go ahead and tell me you're with the park department.
Okay, we're with the park department.
Is this authorized?
Sure, it's
awful. A motorcycle policeman arrives.
Hi, Herb.
Hi, Dougie.
Hi, Dougie. Hi, Dougie.
What are you two girls up to?
Beautifying the city. Just flattened the flowers.
I just thought I'd warn you. The park department's on its way.
Picking up their gear, the young women run to a car nearby. And drive away.
Oh, so long, Dougie. I gotta check in.
In a classroom...
The cannibalism is triggered by a chemical.
A film is screened.
Entomologists now believe she eats him because of the protein deficiency. She needs DNA.
As the film ends, a teacher walks forward.
I'm a little surprised that you picked the topic that you did for your project. Everybody else has picked something that's happening in the world, something that affects them, something more relevant to the world today, Lamont.
But that all depends on relevant to who. I mean, this is a scientific study, one that I can control.
What are you trying to tell us? Where are you going?
It's about survival. The female is able to perpetuate the species by killing the male after they mate. She eats it.
Well, you have to make that point somewhere early in the film. You can use a narrator, you can let the insects tell it.
Well, I'm going to use a narrator, man, because praying mantises can't talk.
Yeah, you did know what I meant, Lamont. Okay.
In uniform again, Rucker leaves a police station.
Yeah, they throw me off my motorcycle and they put me on the old beat.
Thank you.
My old neighborhood. I'm so sick of this neighborhood. I know every cornerstone, every brick, every rummy, every person on the beat. Same faces, same people, same places. Same doorknobs.
On a street, a car pulls up beside the student, Lamont. He gets in.
You got it.
Yeah, man, I got it. Yeah. Okay, man, that's an $80 camera, man. How much you got, 40? Okay, man, look here.
Hey, man,
you
I got
owe me 40.
Hey, man, listen, I got to have a paper.
Yeah.
A big one.
Yeah.
Look here.
Get
it for me.
Sure, I can get you anything you want. But look here, man, you got to let me know when you want it, see, because I can't be around here too long.
Okay,
I don't say it once about too long.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
All right. Later now.
Lamont leaves the car. Rucker walks his beat.
If I hadn't gotten busted, I wouldn't be walking this cruddy beat. Through the alley and around the block. You walk around and check the doors in the stores and smile once in a while to the citizens. Some citizens. Tell them the cop is their friend. No payoffs, no breaks.
Carrying a movie camera, Lamont approaches a black officer. He shows his bill of sale. Then walks on.
No excitement at all. Nothing.
Rucker crosses the street.
Once in a while, there are a couple of queers in the park, but you can't take them in for just being queer. They got to do something. And on this cruddy beat, nobody does anything. It's more exciting in the pool room. At least you can get excited about winning and losing. The people are more exciting. People like Sal or even Crazy Buddy.
Lamont enters a building and climbs the stairs. He walks down a corridor. Outside, Rucker strolls through an alley. Above, in an apartment, Lamont works on his film project, shooting the praying mantis. Taking a break, he walks to a window and lights a joint. Outside, Rucker waits at a stoplight. Alerted by the siren, he rushes to investigate. He runs to a city square. In the square, a woman lies in some bushes.
Are you all right? You okay?
He frightened me. He was so big, so black.
Yeah, what'd he do? Did he
took my purse.
Yeah. Did he do anything else?
No, he just took my purse.
Yeah, where'd he go?
That way.
Rucker dashes after the mugger. Pedestrians, then crosses a busy street. He follows the mugger through a parking garage. Emerging, the mugger rounds a corner and dashes down a lane. He slides down an embankment and runs into a dark alley. Reaching the embankment,
described as black, tall, wearing a green jacket.
Rucker follows.
Officer Rucker, 231, over. Report. Near your last reporting station. Rucker, report. If you need assistance, report your...
Switching off his radio, he pauses near the alley, then draws his gun and slowly enters. The mugger slips out of hiding.
Hold it, you're dead, big boy! Now get your hands up. Come on, let's see both. Come on. Now move back.
All right, up against the wall and lean on your hands. Now get your feet up. Back.
Above, Lamont walks along a fire escape landing, then ducks in his window. Below, Rucker frisks the mugger. Finding the woman's purse, he tosses it aside.
Want money, Jim?
Shut up.
Then removes the man's wallet.
Mark S. Johnson, huh?
Pardon me, Jim?
Shut up. That's a fairly common name, Mark S. Johnson. You know what a mark is, Mark?
Lamont watches from his window.
Do you?
Book in the Bible.
You know what else a mark is?
Mark is a sucker.
That's right, Mark. A sucker. Which one are you named after? The sucker or the saint?
The saint? Hey, what you doing with these questions? You gonna take me in or not?
Shut up! I'll take you in when I'm good and ready.
I just want to know, Jim, that's all.
Shut up!
In his apartment, Lamont picks up his camera and recorder. In the alley below...
You got any right to know anything. You're a goddamn crook.
You're the boss, Jim.
Yeah, goddamn right I'm the boss. Now just shut up until I want something out of you, all right? I'll tell you what to say, Mark. Say this. Say, I am a crook.
I am a crook.
That's good. Now say this. I am a crook and a sucker.
I'm a crook and a sucker.
Hey, don't get smart, Mark. Say it right.
His camera in hand, Lamont leans out the window.
That's very good, Mark. Now say this for me. It's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game.
Say what?
Go on, Mark. Say it. It's not hard to say.
It's not whether you win or lose, but how you play the game.
That's good. That's good. That's what I'm around for.
The mugger turns to face Rucker. Lamont films and records the action below.
Don't move a muscle.
Rucker shoots the mugger. He looks at the body coldly, then turns away. In his apartment, Lamont sets down the camera and recorder. Later, at police headquarters...
Self-defense. Under the circumstances, you must charge this man with murder. The victim was unarmed. No scuffle. Captain, there were no powder burns. It's our contention that Rucker killed Mr. Johnson in cold blood.
A lawyer leaves the office with the victim's wife. Rucker enters. In a locker room...
Suspended?
Yeah, until after the investigation.
I think the thief didn't take the woman's purse. As if he didn't make a move for you in the alley.
I told him, plain and clear, not to move.
Well, look what happens. Those spades will never learn. It's always the same with them. You warn them, you say, don't do that, but they just keep right on doing whatever they want to do. So you let them know they screwed up. You nail one or two of them, just so maybe some of the others might wise up and see what it gets you. Off the force, that's what it gets you. And off the money, too, and take a lot of crap from the newspapers while you're at it.
As the other cop times his quick draw, Rucker changes out of uniform.
They get all excited about a civilian review board. As though the cops didn't already have the odds stacked against them. With every two-bit punk screaming his constitutional rights. Jesus. Irby, you gotta lock everything up around here if you don't want it stolen.
Thanks, Carl. Have a nice day, Quick Draw.
In his apartment, Lamont makes a phone call.
Is this Hattie Johnson?
Yes.
I saw that cop shoot your husband. That's right.
He sprays insecticide on the praying mantis he used in his project. Next morning, Rucker strides along a street. He knocks on the door of a bar. The bartender lets him in.
Hi, Herbie.
How are you, Ian?
The usual?
Yeah, please.
He scans a newspaper. Then swallows a drink.
Boy, eight vegetables all at once. It's too much to think about, let alone taste. Hey, here, is the 7th a holiday? That means something, 7th.
In 2 weeks, not that
colored fella. The 7th. I have to go somewhere on the 7th.
Maybe it's a birthday?
No, it's not a birthday. A wedding. That's it. Purcell's getting married today. Oh. It makes me the last one of the gang. Christ, I win the pool.
Pool?
Yeah, we had a pool about it once in high school.
And after today, all of them will be hitched with you, huh?
Yep.
We don't open till 8.
God damn, I'm going to a wedding.
Seen the paper?
Yeah, I read it.
So the widow's going to sue.
$1 million. Christ.
The bartender opens the door.
Hi, Garrity.
Hey, how's it going, baby?
Hey, Herbie. Give me a shot of beer, baby.
You look like you've been up all night.
Oh, you're nearly as observant as you are sober. With the exception of an hour or so, I haven't slept in a fortnight.
Something on your mind?
All those things which are not remote from it. The imminence of the wedding today, for instance, although that's indeed a poor example, for it seems to vacillate twixt the imminent and the remote. Poor Purcell. Poor Purcell. Herbie, my boy, stay single.
And you don't like marriage, Garrity?
Hey, I love it. It's just that, how shall I say this? I don't think you're ready for it.
Well, it suits me. I wasn't planning on it.
Well, now, what do you think of that? Here's a young man, a Herbert G. Rucker by name. Fairly attractive, not counted among the poor, able of mind and body, and yet he goes so far as to question the institution of marriage, one of the most revered traditions of the West. What can we say of such a man?
I don't know.
I mean, we can say he's delirious. Say he's a misfit. On the other hand, a prophet. Only the time can tell.
Hey, he and I'll have a beer and get Garrity around.
Hey, nonsense. You're unemployed. I'm not. I pay. Another round, please, and may thine arm be long and strong in the drawing for me and my friend here a glass of porter from your time-honored cask.
So, I'll have a shot, too, he and I. Our old buddy Purcell's getting married today.
Yeah, it's been tight in a knot. Some stag party. Where were you?
And nobody called me.
Well, I don't see how she can do it.
Now, who can do what?
Herbie's getting sued for $1 million by the widow of the guy he nailed.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, the widow of the guy he nailed.
Oh, she can do it, Heon. Anybody can do it. I mean, that's the whole problem. Anybody can sue anybody for anything. It's freedom of accusation, Heon.
Well, she's got to prove it, though. There aren't any witnesses. $1 million. Shit. When I carry that gun, I got a responsibility. I just don't go shooting it off at the drop of a hat, you know. No, when I told the captain what happened, the captain takes my word for it. It's trust. You gotta trust. I mean, what would it be like if every time a crook got shot, the cop up for murder, huh? What would that lead to, huh? You're the man with the big words, Garrity. What would that lead to?
Anarchy.
Pure anarchy.
Anarchy.
It's all politics.
Politics?
Sure. Big chance for everybody to shoot his mouth off about civil rights, baby. Civil liberties, the rights of a crook. The crook's got more rights than the cops, for Christ's sake.
You know what it's like? It's just like the guys that come in here and write stuff on your walls. You think they care what the hell you think about it?
That's right.
But if you catch them, that's another ball game.
Hey, Heon, give us another round here. Give my boy the same. Hey, Herbie. Hey, Herbie. Yeah, man, I've been dying to know. Did you do it, man?
And do what?
The nigger, man. Did you do it, man?
What do you mean? It's in all the papers.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, what I mean is, did you really let your man, you waste him? Was it the skinnies, Herbie?
Rucker ponders.
It was the skinnies.
I knew it, man. You had to lunch somebody. You're too fucking much, man. How'd it feel?
What'd it feel like? What did what feel like?
You know, I mean, what'd you feel like?
It's strange, Garrity. I felt like it finally. Like I went through a kind of barrier. And nothing I ever do will ever be the same again.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, you know? The first time I cheated on my wife, little lady, you know, adultery, good Catholic-trained Jesuit boy like me, shit, man, I thought it was all over, you know? Heaven would open up. Zap! Lightning! You know what happened? Nothing. Nothing happened. Turned out to be another lay.
$1 million.
Shit. I tell them to take it out of your pay. Drink up there, cowboy. We're going to a wedding. Hey, he on doubles. I propose a toast to the pussy Purcell who has much to learn.
And to Bernice.
Rucker puts a coin in a jukebox.
That's a hell of a great day to be alive. Purcell. Jerry's getting married. Damn, I didn't get a wedding present. Got to run a tux. Garrity, remember when I was banging Bernice in high school? She was all hung up about her sideburns. They weren't bad, you know. They're soft, really fine. She bleached him because someone called her Rutherford B. Hayes and it stuck. Get
down, that's the wedding, baby. Get up,
ding, Rucker leaves the bar.
Doubles, baby.
At Lamont's apartment.
All right, Lamont. You were out here. You were just sitting out here for 10 or 15 minutes and you smoked two cigarettes. Or was it one?
Ring, the lawyer, questions Lamont.
Just one. I don't smoke much. Maybe twice a week is all.
Were you drinking?
No, I wasn't drinking. I told you all I was doing was smoking, honest.
All right, Lamont, what were you smoking?
I know what you're talking about. I don't smoke that stuff.
That's all you have to do is just tell the truth. That's what you're going to have to do on the witness stand.
Meanwhile, Rucker approaches a store.
Well, that Garrity sure can put it away. The human sponge. Bullshit and Boilermakers. We could have stayed there all morning, getting bombed for the wedding. An American institution, getting bombed.
He goes in.
You got any salad bowls?
What?
Salad bowls.
Mm-hmm.
You got any?
Mm-hmm.
Back at his apartment, Lamont snaps a picture of Ring checking the alley.
All right, Lamont. You were up on the fire escape.
Okay, I finished my lucky and I put it out right here. Then I heard some running, so I looked down. And I see Mr. Johnson come running down the alley from that direction of the park.
From that way?
Yeah. Then I heard the cop Rucker come running after him. Then Rucker hid. Under here. Right there.
Over here?
Mr. Johnson couldn't make it through the alley because the alley was blocked off by the trucks. So he hid in there.
And here?
Right there. Well, just then, Johnson tried to make an escape. And Rucker pulled out his pistol and told him to stop. Right there.
What happened then?
He said, hold it, big boy, or you're dead.
Very good. Very good.
In the alley, Ring carefully measures distances. He leaves the alley. In the street, Lamont approaches a car.
Addie, how come you hired a hunky lawyer instead of a brother?
I hired the best lawyer in town, one that's in with City Hall. You understand? I got plenty of time for soul brother lawyers after I get my money.
Yeah.
Ring joins them.
Lamont, you did very well.
Well, how did it go?
We've got a case.
Wearing a tuxedo, Rucker rides in a cab.
Nice day.
Yeah. I could use a lot more of this weather. Asthma.
That's too bad. Say, I read in the paper where this color woman plans to that cop.
What cop? Oh, the cop shot that mugger? I read about it. He's suspended, ain't he?
Yeah, I think so. She's suing him for $1 million.
Why the hell not? I'd do the same thing in her place. She'll have a tough time proving anything.
Yep, it's her word against the cops, and she wasn't there.
Can't tell. Maybe she's got a witness or something.
A witness? What do you mean, a witness?
Well, you know, somebody saw it from a window or someplace. So what if the guy wasn't going for the cop? So what? It doesn't necessarily prove anything in court if somebody thinks the cop had a reason for shooting or not.
Opinions in court don't mean shit. There's been a lot of cases thrown out on that, because you got to prove intent.
Sure. How can you look at a cop holding a gun and watch him shoot somebody and say he did it for this reason or that reason or no goddamn reason at all? How can they say what's in the cop's mind? Unless, of course, the widow knows a mind reader or something.
Hey, see, I just remembered. I forgot something. Here, let me out right here.
All right.
Let's keep the change.
All right.
Carrying the salad bowl, Rucker enters the alley and strides along its length.
A witness. Shit. They're just trying to scare me. Yeah, get me to break down and confess. Confess what? For Christ's sake, there wasn't anything to confess. Everybody knows they pulled a goddamn trigger. What can a witness say that anybody doesn't already know? Not a goddamn thing.
He leaves. Later, at the wedding reception... edges his way through the crowd.
Jack, you just have to tell Herbie now. You can't keep it a secret any longer.
Well, what the hell's going on?
Hey, remember?
The only one left, unattached.
Holy Christ, the pool! Hey!
The goddamn Maris pool!
Hey! Then you won, you're free.
Oh, that's good, that's good.
I'll open it, you want it, you bastard. The only one left, unattached.
He takes some money out of an envelope.
$30.
Hey, man, come on, you're still free.
Hey, 5 bucks, you remember? Hey, that was a long time ago. It's not $1 million.
Listen, it's $1 million to me.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
He glances uneasily at a black waiter.
Well, here's to you.
In Hattie's apartment.
What else? Now, if you can't get up and clean up and get yourself together before they get here, you get your things and you get out of here. Now, do you hear me?
I hear your mother.
Now, don't be funny. Mr. Ring and Lamont will be in here in a few minutes, and the least you can do is get up and clean yourself up. Now, you're so big, you will scare anybody to death the way you look.
Now, he ain't scared of no sleeping man, is he?
Well, ain't nobody scared of a sleeping Wardell, including me. Now, get up out of that chair.
Look out, woman. I'm up, okay?
Rucker telephones from the reception. Back at Hattie's. Wardell walks to the phone.
Hello.
Is this the Johnson residence?
Yeah, that's right.
Could I speak to Hattie Johnson, please?
Now, wait a minute. Who is this?
Rucker hangs up.
Hello?
Wardell, too, hangs up. Back at the reception, Rucker sits, dejected.
I didn't make a fucking phone call.
Hattie walks to the door.
Oh, Mr. Ring, Lamont, come in.
Hello, Hattie. It was wonderful of you to invite us.
Well, I'm glad you would come. I thought it would be a good chance to do some talking. You both know Wardell?
Sure. Hello, Wardell. How are you?
Fine, Buck.
Well, sit down.
Thank you.
Would you like a drink, Mr. Ring?
Oh, yes, I would. I'll have a scotch and water, Hattie.
Fine. How would you like a Pepsi, Lamont?
Yeah, I'd like a Pepsi.
How about you, Pepsi, Wardell? Wardell?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Lamont, would you mind if I ask you a personal question?
No, shoot.
Your name, Lamont, I find it very interesting, but I'm surprised that it doesn't come from out of history, you know? Like on my father's side, the names came down through the Old Testament.
Well, I'll tell you. You see, my grandmother named me, and she wasn't into history or the Bible, you know. She was into radio.
Radio?
Yeah, radio. Lamont Cranston was a shadow.
Oh. Your mother tells me you have some pretty fancy equipment of your own.
Yeah.
Getting ready to be a movie tycoon?
Documentaries.
You can take those magazines home with you if you want them, huh?
No, that's all right. I don't read them anyway. I'm only into electric media. You know, film, video, stuff like that.
He's a child of the space age.
Something like that.
You know, there's an article on the shooting in that magazine you're looking at.
Oh, yeah, there's the alley. And here's you. How come I'm not in here?
Well, that's because you're secret.
Well, what Hattie is trying to say is that the one who wrote that article didn't know you were there.
But I'm not secret anymore.
Well, in a way, you still are, Lamont, because it would hurt our case to tell the newspapers and TV about you. But when we come to trial, you won't be secret anymore. Everybody will be wanting to talk to you.
Take my picture and be in the news?
Take your picture and be in the news.
When's the trial?
Well, we don't know, but it won't be long.
I don't think you have to worry about Lamont. He knows not to talk about the case.
At the reception, slumped on a couch, Rucker is deep in thought. He recalls the shooting. The bridegroom approaches.
Feeling all right, old man?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just didn't eat enough today.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of sandwiches. I'm going to get you a couple.
No, I'll get one. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not about to pass out or anything. Just wanted to sit down, that's all.
Yeah, sure, Herbie. Well, let me know if you want anything.
Yeah, hey, Purcell. Do you mind if I ask you something personally?
If Jesus Christ, no, Herbie, sure.
Well, I was watching you during the ceremony, during the vows. No, I was watching you, just like everybody does, you know. I noticed a sort of change or something, like you were, well, maybe nervous, but that wasn't it. It just didn't look like you. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, well, I was a little nervous. But I really wasn't that nervous, though. No, something happened. Well, I really haven't been to church much since I was a kid. But something happened up there that it was like I sort of believed. I mean, the whole thing all at once. The church, God, Jesus. Me getting married to Bernice. And the whole idea of being really holy, sacred. In a way, it was a fantastic high. It was as high as a kite. You know, it couldn't have lasted too long, maybe 20 seconds or so. But, well, it was a long time, Herbie. Something I'll never forget.
Are you kidding me, Christo?
I'm serious, Herbie.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, well, I'll tell you something else. You know, on the way over here, I told Bernice about it. You know what she said? She said the exact same thing happened to her.
Are you shitting me?
I'm serious, Herbie. Swear to God. I wouldn't lie about something like that.
Jesus Christ.
The bride and groom run a gauntlet to their car. They drive away. Later, leaving the reception, Garrity and a woman stagger toward Rucker, who's lying on a bench.
Lost in a reverie, invoking the muse. Hey, Herbie, when's the last time you got laid, huh?
About 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Get a little horny, huh? Climbing the walls?
What you got in mind? You queer for me?
Hey, Herbie, you're a dog, huh? What I had in mind was the breadboard.
Oh.
What? Sandwich time. A little double beef injection.
Be out of the apartment by 6.
Rucker hands Garrity his keys.
Hey, Brenda, where's your flower plant in front?
Stace? She's around.
By all means. Hey, do drop by if you want to get your rocks off, okay?
Okay.
All right?
All right. Take care of yourself, Garrity.
Okay, see you around, baby.
Brenda and Garrity leave. Lying back, Rucker turns to watch a runner in the park. Elsewhere, Lamont plays a tape.
I saw that cop shoot your husband. Hattie, how come you hired a hunky lawyer instead of a brother?
I got plenty of time for soul brother lawyers after I get my money.
What are you going to do with all that money? I mean a million bucks or something else.
I'll wear myself out being the consumer with the cash. Spending and buying mostly.
Using scissors, he splices his film.
No, of course I'm right.
He starts a projector. In the film, Rucker walks along a street. Lamont dubs background sound into the film from a record. Lamont savant smiles at his creation.
Rucker background date. Joined police force 2 years before the killing. Excellent pistol shot. Scored average in the civil service exam. High school graduate.
Later, Brenda opens Rucker's apartment door. Rucker enters. He removes his police cap and jacket, which she's wearing. Naked, she joins Garrity on the bed as Rucker shuts the door. In his apartment, Lamont opens a metal box. After loading a tape in a palm-sized recorder, he places it in the box. A transmitter is stowed beside the recorder, and then a receiver. Later, Rucker sits in the bar. Lamont enters. Carrying the metal box, he walks to a payphone.
Hello, this is Lamont. I'm at Eon's and everything is ship shape. Over and out.
He takes his recorder from concealment.
This is Lamont. I'm at Eon's and everything is ship shape.
Lamont leaves the recorder in the phone booth. A patron stops him.
Up or shine, boy.
60 degrees to the left.
Rucker enters the phone booth. Nearby, Lamont snaps his photo.
Hello, is this Stacy Anderson? I'm with the park department, and we have a complaint that you and an accomplice are planting unauthorized flowers in municipal property. How do you plead?
Guilty.
Well, it's better to confess to turn yourself and your tulips in.
Later, Rucker dances with Stacy. Lamont brushes by Rucker, then snaps his picture. Rucker leads Stacy to her car.
Hey, come here. I want to feel your knockers.
Knockers? I haven't heard that word since high school. Not here. Not here.
Well, how about my place?
That sounds like a good idea.
They drive away. In his apartment, Lamont places a new battery in his receiver. He starts taping from a bug in Rucker's apartment.
Jesus Christ, Gary, he's supposed to be out of here by 6 o'clock.
Well, won't you come in, please? I've just started on the sides.
Stacy, this is Gary.
Doris and I want to celebrate you joining us. Where's your glasses?
Top shelf on the left.
You want eyes?
Okay.
Where's Brenda?
She split hours ago.
Why don't you go with her?
Something came up.
You want eyes, Stacy?
Yes.
As Garrity pours drinks, Rucker sits with Stacy.
My, charming little place you have here, Herbie. Shipshape is the word that springs to mind. Shipshape. Or is it slipshod? Now, Doris likes to have fun, I think.
Rucker nuzzles Stacy's neck and chest.
Would you mind turning the light off?
Rucker ignores her question, but then is distracted by the noises in the bedroom. Naked, Garrity walks past.
What are you looking for? Something to eat?
Salad oil. You got any?
Well, it's liquid shortening.
Anything wet?
Doesn't taste the same.
Now, let's not split hairs, Herbert. Let me show you what I have in mind. Where's it at?
In the cabinet on the right.
Garrity takes out a can of whipped cream. Doris joins him. Noticing his bedroom is empty, Rucker leads Stacy in. He climbs on top of her.
Hey, Herb, are you watching?
No.
Lamont listens.
Far more important than the theory, Herbie.
Pay attention.
Doris sprays Garrity with cream.
Now, notice how Doris is careful to apply the cream in a generous and unsparing way. Notice her painstaking care in covering my private parts with cream. Notice how I reciprocate.
In the bedroom.
Would you mind turning off the light?
Rucker turns out the light, then begins humping Stacy.
Crap is sour.
Lamont listens.
Everybody into the pool. Hey, are you ready for this?
Hey, come on, Herbie. Let's give the United Way.
Rucker toils over an inert Stacy. Lamont turns off his recorder. Next morning, Lamont sneaks into Stacy's car. In his apartment, Rucker sleeps fitfully. He dreams of the shooting.
Get your hands up!
The pistol range. The alley. His motorcycle. A collage of violent images fills his mind. Sweating, he wakes. He lights a cigarette as Stacy dozes peacefully. Outside, in Stacy's car, Lamont strips wires. In the apartment, Rucker showers. Stacy wakens. In the car, Lamont connects a recorder. Meanwhile, Stacy dresses. She leaves the building. Upstairs in the apartment, Rucker leaves the shower.
You know, I think the only reason we shower is so we can dry.
Noticing Stacy has left, he walks to the window and peers down at her car. Later, he walks along a street and turns a corner. Camera in hand, Lamont follows. He turns the corner and pauses to film Rucker. Catching up, he pauses again to film Rucker. In a schoolyard, Rucker walks toward a group of black boys playing football. They surround him. And taunt him. Resume their game, he walks on. Lamont continues trailing Rucker. Lamont approaches a group of friends hanging out in a parking lot.
I'm doing this movie with this white cat who shoots this black guy, man.
And what's the camera
what,
going to do,
what
man?
What do you mean, what's the camera for, man? He's going to take a shot.
Man, let me tell you something.
Would you listen to him?
That damn camera ain't going to kill no cop.
Well, man, I ain't trying to kill him.
Oh, man, you got to be real with this non-violent concept, man. That camera ain't going to kill nobody. What's going to do, man?
Lamont walks away. Then scurries between parked cars.
Hi there, Herbie. How's everything?
All pretty good.
Rucker enters the pool hall.
Herbie, you look good. Didn't think you'd pull through after the wedding.
You know, George, you think you're getting in shape for the grizzly. Hey, now just say, I'm the grizzly. Hmm?
Rucker strolls to a table to watch Buddy play.
Boy's unconscious.
I must be the grizzly. I gotta be the goddamn grizzly.
Sal enters.
Jesus, it's Sal, the local hustler.
Hey, Sal, what's new?
Not much, kid. How about you?
Nothing you haven't read about in the papers.
Hang in there. You'll be okay.
So she gonna sue, eh? Shit. The only thing is, Herbie's out of a job. Hey, Sal. You gonna take Grizzly? Oh, frivolous Sal. Grizzly's come to town. Big man. You gonna take him, ain't you?
Hey, kid, give your mouth a break, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. Hurt your feelings or anything. Oh, shit. Let's just change the subject. Huh? Don't want to get Sal all rattled before the big game. Let's just forget I said anything. Oh, I know. Hey, Herbie. Everything okay, Herb?
I mean about shooting that nigger and all. They're taking care of you, aren't they? The fuzz, I mean. Oh, sure. They take care of their own, don't they? I hate to think they leave you in the goddamn lurch with that $1 million hanging over your head. Christ almighty. I couldn't raise $1 million if my life depended on it. Hey, you got any strategy, Herbie?
None at all. You got any suggestions?
If I were you, I'd go out and shoot that goddamn widow. Sure, why not? I mean, we could set it up. Just between the two of us. And I could watch her, you know, every day for a week or so. See where she goes. Yeah. When she goes to the goddamn grocery store. When she goes to Crapper. You know? Anyway, I could watch her. And we could set up a scene, see? So we could get her when she comes through the park. I'll be in drag, see? I have on a dress, some high heel, no. And a purse. And when she comes by, I'll jam that purse up under her arm and start screaming bloody murder. You come out and shoot her. You blast her goddamn brains out just like that. Then your troubles be over. Be nobody left to sue you. Something wrong. I just can't put my finger on it. It's an idea, though. I mean, we could give it a whirl. What do you say?
Rucker spits in Buddy's face.
What'd you do that for? I was just trying to help.
I guess I was wrong. Herbie Rucker, he don't need any help.
Buddy runs from the hall. In Lamont's class...
I want everybody to think very carefully about the point of their film.
As students get up...
I want to change my project. I want to do a film on another subject.
You do?
Lamont leaves with his instructor.
Yeah, my praying mantis died suddenly. Besides, this is more relevant to the world today.
What's this new film about?
It's called Portrait of a Killer.
A tree-lined street winds through a suburb. Stacy's car speeds past. Rucker lolls in the passenger seat. She drives up a winding road leading to a brick mansion. And stops.
Here we are. Wherever the hell that is.
Leaving the car, Stacy steps onto a walkway.
Hey, Anderson. You got something to drink?
Sure.
She continues toward the house. Rucker leaves the car and follows. Stacy walks to the mansion's door.
You like me, don't you?
Let's just say I never met anyone quite like you before.
I'll go along with that.
They enter. Inside...
Mother! Mom!
Crossing to a living room, she switches on lights that illuminate avant-garde artworks.
It's part of my father's art collection.
What does your mother collect?
Nothing. Right now she's involved in 12 different contests.
12 of them? Mm-hmm. Does she win any?
She really doesn't care about winning. The sunroom in there is really very comfortable. I'll be back. Used to be my dad's favorite. He used to sit in there with me on his knee and tell me stories about how he went around the world.
Passing into the sunroom, Rucker stops to examine a painting of a nude. He moves on to scan other paintings. Then leaves. Carrying a jug of Bloody Marys, he opens a door.
What did he do to earn a living?
Oh, just about everything. He even wrote a book called it One Man's Adventures. But later it was changed to A Thousand Lands.
Who changed it?
He did. After it had been published, he decided to rewrite it and leave himself out. You know what I mean?
Wrapped in a towel, Stacy lights a cigarette.
Did he write anything else?
No, he said he'd written everything he wanted to say. He took up painting after that. He painted that one over there on the fireplace. That was our farm in Vermont.
Rucker looks at a canvas of formless red, black, and silver.
That was our farm in Vermont, where I was born.
That's a farm?
Dad delivered me himself.
She begins dressing.
That's how I got my name. There were complications. Dad was afraid he'd lose both Mom and me. Finally, at that moment of birth, he said he experienced a revelation of God's power, a spiritual ecstasy. So he named me Stacy. It's okay, Herbie. You don't have to say anything. Let's go to the zoo. I'll pack a lunch.
Hey, sounds good. I know your weaknesses. Tulips and zoos.
Later, Rucker and Stacy wander through the zoo. Rucker takes a swig from the jug, then hides it under his jacket. In a pond, a stately swan paddles by. They amble past animal cages. A gorilla returns their gaze. Rucker turns away and drinks. Later, they drive past animal exhibits. Rucker, at the wheel, sips from the jug. Stopping beside a tree, they leave the car and remove the picnic gear. Stacy leads the way through a shaded glade.
Don't you just love it here? I do.
She spreads a blanket on the grass.
Which
concealed by the car, Lamont points a microphone at them.
Everybody has a favorite animal.
Have it your own way.
As Rucker mixes more Bloody Marys, Stacy smokes a joint.
You know, we miss my favorite animals, the llamas.
The llamas? Oh, the llamas.
Llamas, yeah, llamas. They like to have you rub their noses.
They probably like it on their other parts, too.
I'll bet Garrity goes home and does that to his dog.
Yeah, he's a little hung up on that pooch.
Why bring a goddamn dog into the house anyway? They can't live outside with the other animals. Fuck them. Let them die. That's what evolution's all about. But people want to bring the whole goddamn world into their houses. Fish and dogs and cats. Turtles, snakes, ants,
alligators. Some of them bring in pet lions. And plants. All over the place, plants.
I even did that once in high school. I designed a house with a big oak tree growing right through the living room and a stream running around it.
She offers him a toke.
Oh, thanks.
I prefer the booze. You can go ahead, though.
Will you wait a minute? Then we'll go see the llama.
Lamont sneaks closer.
Did I do?
Are you stoned?
Perception is at an all-time high.
You're out of your skull.
Right.
You're absolutely out of your skull.
Stacy runs off. Rucker runs after her, but trips, twisting his ankle. From behind a tree, Lamont films Rucker. Favoring his ankle, Rucker hops back to the blanket.
Stacy! Where the hell are you, Stacy? Boy. Partnering around with some goddamn llama.
As he rummages in the picnic basket, Stacy sneaks up behind him.
Oh. I thought you went to see the llamas.
Man, they were great. Can I have an egg?
Didn't you see me fall down there? Didn't you see me? Didn't you see me down there?
I would have stopped if I'd have seen you. But I'm not you, Herbie. You should remember that.
Yeah, who said you were?
This bucket's pretty. Nobody said I was. Nobody. You should feel the spark.
I should remember, you're not me. I should feel this bark. Who the hell are you handing down all these proclamations?
Nobody.
I'll go along with that.
Neither are you. But you think you are, don't you? You think you're the whole universe.
Me? Me? You gotta smoke dope to turn on. No, that's where you're at. You're just floating around. Around the world. You don't give a shit about anybody else.
I'm real, Herbie. You're not even a real person. You've never been that close to anybody or anything. You're nowhere. You're nothing. And you proved it by being the coldest fuck I ever had.
I was cold. Boy, that's funny. You were like a piece of liver out of the icebox. I was not now, not here, not the lights on, not...
Decency is something you and Garrity wouldn't understand.
I bet you had a lot of cold fucks.
You're cold, and you're empty, and you're a knot, and you can't get untied.
She kicks his ankle and dashes away. She gets in her car.
I'll tell you who I am, you dumb bitch! I'm Herbert G. Rucker! I'm a murderer! I'm the cop that shot that nigger!
Hidden by a tree, Lamont continues filming. Rucker limps to the car as Stacy rummages in the back seat.
What are you doing?
My pot was gone from the car when I came back.
You keep it in the car? Jesus, that's stupid.
Well, it's gone.
Yeah, well, that tears me up.
That's not all. I found this.
She brings out Lamont's recorder.
Let me see that.
I think we're both being followed. You for the shooting and me for the pot.
You know, that's possible. That lawyer Ring said he had proof. Yeah, he probably just want to get an off-the-cuff confession and use it in cross-examination. Sniping bastard. Did you play it back?
No, I was afraid.
Come here. I want to see your knockers.
Knockers? I haven't heard that since high school. Not here.
Well, how about my place?
Why don't you just erase it?
I'll tell you who I am, you dumb bitch! I'm Herbert G. Rucker! I'm a murderer! And a cop that shot that nigger!
Rucker is stunned by his words. Stacy weeps. Later, they head back to the city.
Why did you kill that man? What happened?
In the alley? I don't know, really. I caught up with him and started talking to him. He acted so cool, like he'd done it 1,000 times. That's the only thing I've ever done in my life that's made any real difference.
Leaving Stacy in front of her apartment, Rucker drives away. Later, Lamont screens his film. The shooting sequence plays. Again. And again. The teacher comments.
Lamont, are you sure Rucker is a murderer? That film doesn't prove anything. Depending on the way you sync it up, you can make it look like Johnson was going for the cop, or that the cop shot Johnson in cold blood. Your testimony is going to be judged by the fact that you are black. Your word against a white cop's?
I think it's time for you to turn this film over to a lawyer and let him decide.
Yeah, I suppose so.
If you force his hand, there's no telling what he'll do. If a man kills once in self-defense...
Boy, in cold blood.
He'll do it again. Self-preservation is a damn strong instinct. There's no telling what Rucker will do.
Yeah, just no telling.
At Rucker's apartment.
Yeah?
Herbie?
Yeah?
I've got that information you wanted. Ring's surprise witness is a black kid named Lamont.
Yeah?
Lamont records the conversation, then replays his tape.
I saw that cop shoot your husband.
I hired the best lawyer in town. I got plenty of time for soul brother lawyers after I get my money.
That Jim Ridge is nonviolent. Look at the cop, man. That damn camera ain't gonna kill no cop.
You are black. A white cop's word against yours?
Lamont dials. Rucker answers.
Yeah?
Now get your hands up. You know what a mark is, Mark? That's right, Mark. The sucker. Shut up!
Lamont advances his tape.
You ain't got any right to know anything. You're a goddamn crook.
You're the boss, yeah.
You got him right in the boss. It's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. Come on, Mark, say it. It's not hard to say.
It's not whether you win or lose, but how you play the game.
Shut up! Don't move.
Who is this?
Pleased, Lamont hangs up. Later, Rucker walks in an alley. Emerging from the alley, he strides along a sidewalk. He approaches a gun shop, pauses at the door, then enters. A revolver is handed to him. With a nod, he places the gun in his belt under his sweater and leaves. Standing outside the shop, he watches. He spots Lamont across the street. Lamont climbs the stairs to his apartment. Rucker enters the hallway and pauses. He looks at the directory, then climbs the stairs. Reaching the top, he walks along a corridor. As Rucker takes out a passkey, Lamont steps from his apartment onto the fire escape. Rucker enters Lamont's apartment. He pauses, looks about, then walks to the window. He sees no sign of Lamont. Turning back, he walks to a film projector. He switches it on. Lamont Productions presents Portrait of a Killer, a documentary of the life of Herbert G. Rucker, an American policeman. The film opens with Rucker walking along a street. He watches, fascinated. On screen, Lamont conducts an interview.
You think the cop would be convicted for it?
No. You go back and you check your history books and find out how many times a white cop has been convicted for killing a black burglar or a black robber.
I was cool. You were like a piece of liver out of the ice.
Dolls simulate Rucker humping Stacy.
I bet you had a lot of cold fucks in your life.
You're cold and you're empty and you're a knot. And you can't get untied.
People try to bring the whole goddamn world into their houses. Fish and cats and dogs and turtles, snakes. If you can't live outside with the other animals, fuck them, let them die. That's what evolution's all about.
The film cuts to the murder. Angrily, Rucker grabs the film and strips it from the projector. Thank you. He puts the reel in his pocket. Sweating, he recalls his victim's face. And the killing. He leaves. Later, Stacy's car is driven through a parking lot. Then down a street. In the car, Rucker nervously puffs a cigarette. He speeds around a corner. And nearly causes a collision. The car swerves, then skids. Out of control, it smashes into a car. Then rolls over and lands on its roof. Days later, as reporters snap Lamont's picture, Ring walks up to him.
Well, Lamont, we sure did go to a lot of trouble for nothing, didn't we? It all turned out to be a big waste of time, didn't it?
Sort of. But don't let it bug you, Mr. Ring.
You mean you're satisfied because he was punished in that wreck?
No, man. You see, that's old-fashioned American justice. Do wrong and you get punished, Kraft. You understand?
No, not really. So long, Lamont.
Hang in there, Mr. Ray.
In his apartment, Lamont cues another film.
It's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game.
You can't play God, Lamont.
In it, a telescopic sight appears. A rifle is loaded. Stacy's car speeds down a street. Wardell aims the rifle. He follows the car in the sight and shoots. The end. This described version of Shoot It Black, Shoot It Blue was created by Audio Vision Canada. The narrative description was written by Vern Margetts, narrated by Donna Pricing, and produced by Marco Sorin and Valerie Hunter. For other described movies and audio cinema presentations available from Audio Vision Canada, call toll-free 1-800-567-6755. Cast: Herbie Rucker, Michael Moriarty. Lamont, Eric Laniville. Ring, Paul Sorvino. Garrity, Earl Hindman. Stacy, Linda Scruggs. Buddy, Bruce Kornbluth. Sal, Anthony Charnotta. Teacher, Fred Burrell. Hattie, Linda Westcott. Wardell, Val Pringle. Mark S. Johnson, Buck Buchanan. George, George DiCenzo. Post-production, Kaleidoscope Films Limited. Presented by Harbor Properties Associates. Copyright 1974.